I'm an alcoholic. I won't claim the Al-Anon program only because I went there for a short time, and I used the AA program for most of my stuff, even though most of us do qualify for that, the double winners program. Without any of the other stuff to go with it, the steps and the traditions that the Al-Anon have modified when they got this stuff, because if it wasn't for Lois Nann, we probably wouldn't be here as members of Alcoholics Anonymous at Al-Anon. I got introduced to Laverne a number of years ago when I got introduced to the Heart Texas Conference and was on the Hospitality Committee. She is one of the folks that I worked with on the Hospitality Committee. The other couple of things that I'm going to say and let her get up here and speak is that she has a 48-year chip medallion on a chain that she's fixing on getting a 50 in about a year and a half or 2 years, which it put me at about 3 years old when she got started the Al-Anon program. So, and can y'all in the back hear me?
No.
No. So, I'm close enough. Can y'all hear me now? Okay. Good. It's not squealing, so we're doing pretty good. If you can hear you and it's not squealing, you're doing pretty good. The other thing is, I sobered up in January of 1987, and Judge hit about 3 months prior to that, her husband, and it's one of those neat things that I know a lot of y'all in here by face. I know a lot of y'all by name. It's, you get to meet a lot of neat people, and Laverne's one of those neat people in the program of Al-Anon, and you get to, around the fringes of Alcoholics Anonymous if we didn't go together. The other one I'm going to say, is, and I'll let her get up here and speak, is that I don't know what Bill was thinking when the Al-Anon service structure was set up. They got 3-year terms, and we got 2-year terms in the alcoholic service structure. So I learned that when I got to work with her. So when she gets up here, but it's great to have such a great amount of time here with Al-Anon. And I've met several people in AA that said the same amount of time, but this lady is wonderful.
Hello, and I am Laverne, and I'm an Al-Anon. Hi. I've been in this program for a long time, but I didn't learn quick. I sound like I'm talking back to me. Am I too loud? Okay. When I wanted to tell what it was like when I first came in, I was living with this. I mean, he was my husband. I was living with him. I'm not a bit nervous. And he had everything to live for, and he was still getting drunk, running off, and doing things that people don't normally do. And people would ask me if he was an alcoholic, and I'd say no, because I thought all alcoholics were skid row bums, and he was not a skid row bum. So after about the fifth or sixth time, they put him in the psychiatric hospital in Oklahoma City. The doctors told him that he might have a drinking problem. And people had asked me that, and I'd say no. And I'm repeating myself. But anyway, he told me to go to AA and find out what it was all about. Well, I went up there expecting to see a big sign, Alcoholics Anonymous. Of course, I probably didn't even know what anonymous meant then. And there wasn't a sign, but I knew I was at the right address, so I locked my car up real good. In those days, you didn't have to lock up your car when you left. And I locked it up with all those skid row drunks, and another group, a couple pulled in, and I asked them if this is Alcoholics Anonymous, and they said, yes, are you an alcoholic or an Al-Anon? Well, I knew I'd never had a drink, so I didn't think I was an alcoholic, so I guess I said, I'm one of those others. And I've been active since then, sometimes more active, you know, in one town than I was the other. But I moved after my alcoholic divorced me, and that really hurts. Now, when Al-Anon divorces the alcoholic, you can understand that, but when the alcoholic divorces the Al-Anon, that just shows you how much sicker we are than y'all are. But we didn't have any anesthetic to go with that. But my children all went to Alcott's. My youngest daughter went to Alcott's in Oklahoma City. And my two older children went to Alteen's. And the only thing they can remember is all the smoke and all that building. But it didn't bother me because I was helping to make it. But anyway, he divorced me, and I moved to Oklahoma City, and I dated for 10 years, and the only men I dated that I liked were other alcoholics. They didn't know it, but I did. So all my friends decided that I needed to move to Texas, back to Texas, because I was raised in Texas. I needed to move back here and get me a wealthy cowman, but I never did find one. And so I moved to Waco, and I had told God that I did not need another alcoholic. One is enough for a lifetime. And my God has a sense of humor. So I met this man, and he wasn't drinking at that time. And it didn't take me long to get him married. And 2 months is enough, isn't it? Then it wasn't too long after we were married that he started getting drunk and going to bed at 7:30, and I still thought I was a bride. So one night I asked him if he thought he might have a drinking problem. And he said, you're not going to make an alcoholic out of me like you did Spock. And so I knew then to keep my mouth shut. At least a little of those 26 or 27 years I had back then that came to my mind, and so I shut up until the night they took him, he called AA, and they asked me if I'd take him to the hospital, and I said, I sure will. And they said, right now. And I don't have any idea what I had on, but I'll tell you what Judd had on. He had on red coveralls that he had painted the house, and of course there was white all over it. He had worked on the car, and so there was black. But I made him stay there, you know, by being real nice, you know. Let's stay a little bit longer. Let's stay a little bit longer. They'll get your room ready in a minute. And then I left him and went home and drank all the alcohol because I didn't want to tempt him. But he still thinks, of course, I don't think it was this long, but he thinks it was right after he got in that he came in one day, and I was not going to interfere with his drinking. I mean, his coming to AA, because I'd have been accused of making this other alcoholic drink. And I used to think he was a big football belt thing, and I used to think, how in the world could I pour a bottle of vodka down his throat when I, at that time, weighed 110 pounds? So I never could figure that out, but I did take the guilt. I felt like I must be doing something that was causing him to drink because he had too much to live for. And Judd came in one day and he said, you need to go to Al-Anon. And so I guess I was ready because I found me an Al-Anon group, and I started going to it, and that was Tuesday and Thursday morning group that used to meet at Triangle. And there's where I learned to do service work. I had never, you know, I just thought an elf came in and put all those things up on the wall. And who made the coffee? I guess that little elf did. So I'd never tried to get involved with anything like that. And I moved here. And I don't know whether this lady asked me to help her or if I just thought she needed help and I started helping her. And, of course, that was a room that the Triangle men did their fifth step work and smoked their cigarettes and ate their lunch. And so it had to be cleaned up every Tuesday and Thursday morning. And so I started helping doing that. And I didn't know that that was service work until our book, I can't think of the name of the book. I'm sorry. I knew I should bring me some notes. When I got busy, I got better. That's what it was. And when that book got out and I read it, and I guess that was probably about the first Al-Anon book that I really read and studied in. But I recognized myself, and that's the reason. And then I later became, you know, treasure, which I like to never got rid of because nobody wanted it. And I'd give it away, and then they would quit, and I'd get it back. So I was treasure, I think, for 6 or 8 years. I don't remember. And but Al-Anon, I want to tell you how much Al-Anon has helped me. I didn't know how to live. And in Al-Anon, I learned to I could not control anybody else. And when Judd and I, were first married and everything, I would say, "You may be right," and that's what saved our marriage, and we've been married now for 30 years, and that's a long record for me. But the Al-Anon program is the same program as the AA, and we try to do those steps. And it wasn't until I got to TNT that I learned how to work those steps. And we had step studies, and I worked through the steps, and then I had a sponsor that was pretty strong, and she's kept me pretty good in line I've had several sponsors, but the latest one is one that has really straightened me out real good. And she still comes to see me nearly every Tuesday to make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And but when you work those steps and try to learn how to live this program, life is so much more wonderful. And I've learned that I couldn't control anybody, not my husband, not my children, and this was one of the things I tried so hard. I thought as a mother it was my job to make them perfect, and I did try to the best of my ability, and the two older kids did just like the kids did raised in the 60s, and my little 50, my baby, which is 51 now, did the same thing they did in the 55s and the 60s. And she ended up in this program, but she has chosen to go another way. But I feel sure she hasn't had a drink since 1993, so I'm real proud of her. And my two older children have, they don't even smoke because they hated my smoking, so. How much time do I have? And I have any? Okay. And but life has been so different and so wonderful, and I had a horrible temper, and now, you know, every time I think I had it really under control, well, then Judd punches my button and I lose it again. But It sure is a lot better than it used to be, because my first husband, when he took me out one time, and of course I didn't know to make reservations, and he didn't know, we were just country kids, and we ended up in a rat hole in in Ohio, and I was really angry. And those words came out of my mouth that I didn't even know I knew. But I know where I heard them. And I was raised with them with the razor strap. But I want to encourage all the women in here, if you're not a member of Al-Anon, be active. It's just the most wonderful thing. And, of course, now I'm trying to carry this message to others. And I just appreciate all the love. When I walk in that room on Tuesday morning and all of those women are there, and I love every one of them, and men too, and I haven't seen an alcoholic that I didn't love. And so, but I thank you.
Thank you very much, Laverne. I know we asked you, we had to do a little bit of modification on our next speaker, but that will be done a little bit later. But that is Grace through the Al-Anon program, if I ever seen anything like Grace. It's one of those neat deals, because when you get around people for this, Laverne, I consider hometown right here, and can't get any better. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.